Is he or isn't he? Dead, that is. The he in question is former Chinese President Jiang Zemin. There have been hints in public, online, offline, and on TV over the past few days that Zhang has died, but no official confirmation. The World's Mary Kay Magsat is in Beijing. Mary Kay, what is the latest on this mystery?
Well, the latest is on the 10 o'clock news on China's central television. The lead story was not Zhang's death. There's a lot of speculation about who was going to win the 2018 Winter Olympics. And Chinese censors are blocking conversation or speculation about Zhang on the official internet here. You can get around that through using a proxy server, but many Chinese can't do that.
What set off the rumor mill in the first place?
Well, for starters, Zhang did not appear at the 90th anniversary of the founding of the Communist Party of China, which was on July 1st, and many other former leaders were there, so he would have been expected to have been there. But also, there have been rumors for a while that his health isn't great. This particular set of rumors started very late Tuesday night in Beijing. The media that first went with the story that Jiang Zemin had died were a couple of media sites that are linked to the spiritual sect Falun Gong, which is banned in China. And those sites are not always the most accurate when it comes to what's going on in China. However, there appeared to be a little more credibility to the reports when they came out in Hong Kong, both from Asia TV and TVB. And Asia TV is known to have relatively close links to the party. However, they went with a report earlier in the evening that Zhang had died and said that they were going to run a special report at 9:30 p.m. But when 9:30 came around, they instead ran a South Korean soap opera.
Mary Kay, I understand that one hint that something was up was that certain words were no longer searchable online. Explain that.
Well, what actually happened, it's hard to know which came first, but I think the rumors came first, and then censors stepped in and said, okay, you're not going to search for the word Zhang, which is, of course, Zhang Zemin's surname, but it also means river. So that makes it difficult to search for the Chinese name for the Yangtze River, which is Changjiang. It also comes up, obviously, in many other contexts, so it's a little bit inconvenient. There were also blockages for words like heart attack, party secretary, and of course for Jiang Zemin's name. If something like this were to happen, and we don't know that it has, the party likes to control the story. I was here in China in the 90s when Deng Xiaoping died, and the story was released at 2 a.m. There had been rumors, there had been concerns, and it wasn't floating around the way that this rumor has been because there wasn't the kind of internet reach that there is now in China. But the party decided to release the information and go, you know, full bore with memorial tributes on television, radio, and newspapers starting at 2 a.m. And if Jiang Zemin has died, they will release the information when they're ready to.
You know, I know how the Chinese government can be very protective of information, but why control the story of the death of a former president, especially if it is true?
Because, again, Jiang Zemin is the party's guy. They want to be able to be out in front of the story. They would actually probably consider someone getting in front of them on the story to be a leaking of state secrets, which makes it even more puzzling that two Hong Kong media went ahead and reported it.
In other words, if that information were controlled by, say, Chinese government opposition, they feel like they might be able to manipulate that and they would lose the game?
Well, there really isn't a Chinese government opposition in any sort of organized form. And many of the people who had been most outspoken as social critics or as lawyers have been detained and threatened and silenced in the last few months. So it's not so much that as that the party is just very control happy. When there's a story like this, these are their iconic leaders. Even if Jiang Zemin isn't quite on the level of Deng Xiaoping or Mao Zedong, his three represents thought is one of the pieces of philosophy that Communist Party members study. And the Communist Party wants to control the narrative whenever a leader like this passes on.
Mary Kay Magstad, the world's Beijing correspondent. Mary Kay, thank you so much.
Thank you, Marco.